What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. Y'all can always find me at linktree.com/ What We Gonna Do pod. That's linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do pod. Now let's get into the show. I watched a, I think it was Regina King. Damn it. I meant to say Regina Hall. All right, continue. On The Breakfast Club, and she was talking about a bunch of stuff and, you know, talking about that movie, Hunk for Jesus, Save Your Soul, whatever the title is, you know what I mean? She was talking about that movie, and I think she said this. I think it was her who said this. I don't know. It might have been somebody else, but I believe it was The Breakfast Club. And man, that caught my ear, because I've never seen that. And I think Charlamagne said, I ain't never heard of it, but it sound right. And of course, I was just like, man, what, like, women stay too long, men leave too soon. And immediately I was like, I feel like both people are in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like, because if she is there too long and he's leaving too soon, then it's just like both of y'all shouldn't be here. And then I was like, is that even true? Like, is that statement even true that men leave too soon? And of course, it made me think about the modern man versus, you know, the different things. And obviously, you can go back to, you know, Papa was a Rolling Stone, all that type of stuff. But it did make me think about, like, do y'all think men leave too soon? Like, and why don't women? You know what I mean? Why don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, men stay longer if they don't, and why don't women leave sooner if they don't? You know what I mean? What would be the reason? Because I think about it for myself, and I'm like, man, it's, I don't know. I feel like for men, leaving is the easy road, and for women, staying is the easy road. Which is kind of fucked up in a sense, you know what I mean? That we so, you know, jacked up. Like, for women, leaving is hard. Even if it's the right thing to do, there's a billion, zillion stories about women leaving. And men staying is hard. And it's weird because, like, a man staying is hard because of the woman, and a woman leaving is hard because of the man. It's like a fucking revolving door. Like, why? It just sounds toxic. Like, either way, it sounds toxic. And I'm just like, man, what makes things so difficult? Whether it's kids or whether it's just time invested, like, I'm always, you know, and I've talked about this in past episodes, you know, and just about, like, if you're going to cheat, just leave. Don't cheat. Leave. And the longer that I'm married, it's like, I get the sentiment of the harder it gets, the longer you're with somebody. But then again, it says men leave too soon. Me and my wife been together, I think we've been married 13 years. Together for 14. You know what I'm saying? And I know y'all probably like, oh, what's that mean? Like, leaving and staying and all this. I'm just putting it into perspective, you know. My marriage, y'all can go ask any married couple. Life is life. And hopefully everybody get that, you know what I mean? But I've been in this, you know what I mean? I got married young and I'm in this. I got a whole thing I'm going to do separately called Marriage Story, but so I can tell y'all about it, because I really haven't gotten into that. You know, I've talked about being married and this, that, and the third, but I haven't really, you know, got into it. And I think it'll be helpful for men and women, you know, just like it's been helpful for me. Like I told y'all, I think that's my purpose, to put different things out there and to talk about those things that, for whatever reason, everybody's uncomfortable. Even this whole topic, you know what I mean? It's an uncomfortable topic, but I think that, man, it is, it's funny, because it's like, yo, y'all, like, whether you man or woman, I feel like we feel the same things, right? Like we are not, it's like 6 degrees of separation. We're not that much different to where y'all don't feel the same things that we feel. But I don't know, maybe it's some nature versus nurture thing to where it's like, because we the providers and y'all do the security, it's like, well, hell, I'm taking, you know what I mean? Like where a dude is like, hey, I don't need nobody to provide for me. I'll go out and provide for myself. And a woman is like, well, I need to give somebody that security. I need somebody to be secure. Like I need that security thing or whatever. And men is like, I'm my own security. You know what I mean? Who was it? Little buddy, I think he in jail now. I brought my own fire, I don't need security in the club. Like, I can't even think of buddy name, Pooh Shiesty, whatever. You know what I mean? It's like men's our own security, or we think we are, and we're our own providers. This is not to say that women don't provide or give security, but it's just like, I think mentally that part of us is different somehow, because you would think it's naturally the same thing. Like, if you're being done wrong, leave. You know, if you're being done right, stay. Like you would think that's an easy thing to do. Like, hey, if you're being done right, stay. But there's some people that get done right and they still want to leave. And there's some people that get done wrong and they still want to stay. And it's like you would think that this is a simple thing. And I'm talking a little bit faster because my time is running. Y'all know how I go. But it's not. You know what I mean? It's not as simple as that. And it's weird. I don't know if we gluttons for punishment or just we're wired kind of weird ways, but it's just like, man, you should want people to do you right, and you should want to do people right. Why would anybody want the opposite? And then the expectation of staying or leaving, like the expectation of, oh, if I do this to her or him, they're going to leave. Like I'm trying to get them to leave, or if I do this to her or him, they're going to stay. You know what I mean? But you would think right is right and wrong is wrong. That's my common thing. Right is right and wrong is wrong. And it's not always right. And it's not always wrong. Oh no, man. This like a damn oxymoron just even talking about this, but it's interesting to me, like the way we are as a human race and why we do certain things, because you know, we're not that much different biologically. Outside of women can have children and men can't, like we're not that much fucking different. And but why do we move so differently from each other in this world? There was another thing I wanted to say and I lost my train of thought, and it was something good too, but I lost my train of thought. But that's the topic for today. I will holler at y'all next time. If y'all email me, know that, hey, I'm gonna reply. I'm gonna talk about it on the thing. That's gonna be the best way to contact me. Look at the link tree, email, what we gonna do, pod@gmail.com or whatwegonnado@gmail.com. Sorry for the yawning. I guess it just needed to come through. I'm still trying to remember my last thing. I forget it. If I remember it, I'll edit this and I'll add it in, but until next time, y'all. Peace.